From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Occupy Wall Street fever spread around the globe today with protests throughout Europe, Asia, and South Africa. Demonstrators called for greater economic equality and stricter financial regulations. In Seoul, South Korea, Jason Strother reports the protesters also voiced opposition to a bilateral trade deal with the U.S.
Hundreds of protesters rallied in Seoul's financial district and in front of City Hall. Borrowing slogans from the New York demonstrations, the activists said they represent the country's 99% and denounce the greed of Korea's wealthy class. But unlike in the U.S., the protesters here also called for the scrapping of the CORUS FTA. The trade bill was passed by Congress last week and now awaits full ratification in the South Korean National Assembly. Activists say the pact will destroy the agricultural industry and only benefit conglomerates like Samsung and Hyundai. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
Back in New York, protesters continue to occupy Sugati Park near Wall Street. Taha Hammam said although he has a good job in real estate, he felt he had to take part.
You got to worry about your community, for one, okay? Even if I'm doing well, okay, if everybody else is doing bad and the community's going bad, there's a crime wave, people are poor. You want to worry about others, you want them to do well so you can do well, okay?
Demonstrations are also being held today in several other U.S. cities, including Wilmington, North Carolina, Seattle, Detroit, and in Washington, D.C., where NPR's Allison Keyes is following events.
People have been arriving for this march all morning. There are buses that have come from cities around the country. There are a lot of union representatives here. There are a lot of educational unions. Teachers are here. People say that they have come to send a message. People don't have any jobs. They want to send a message to Congress. They want to send a message to President Obama that something has to be done to help the regular folk out in the streets that are struggling.
NPR's Allison Keyes in Washington. Finance chiefs from the 20 largest world economies wrapped up a two-day meeting in Paris today on what to do about the escalating debt crisis in the Eurozone. They issued a statement that the group is committed to making sure that the International Monetary Fund has the resources it needs to help stabilize the world economy. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said the U.S. still opposes giving more money to the IMF, but he is open to the idea.
We are prepared to continue to support an effective strategy in Europe with the IMF. And if there's a compelling case for more IMF resources, more use of the existing resources of the IMF alongside a more effective, substantial European strategy, then we will be supportive of that.
Secretary Geithner also said that the U.S. is working hard to help fix the world economy. This is NPR News from Washington. In the capital of Yemen, security forces fired on tens of thousands of anti-government demonstrators today. At least 9 people were killed and dozens wounded. Defense officials in Yemen say airstrikes killed a senior al-Qaeda figure. The Yemeni Defense Ministry says 8 other militants were killed, including the oldest son of the slain American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike last month. Suicide bombers tried but failed to breach the gates of a U.S. base in the center of Afghanistan, an area considered to be the most stable part of the country. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports 2 NATO drivers were killed in the attacks.
Police officials said the group of bombers fired rocket-propelled grenades at a guard tower outside the American base in the Panjshir Valley before dawn local time. A car bomb failed to break open the gates to allow the suicide bombers to enter. The Panjshir Valley has been considered stable and pro-American since local forces helped international troops overthrow the Taliban in 2001, and this is the first insurgent attack there since. Senior NATO officials say that insurgent violence is trending downward for the first time in Afghanistan, but several other organizations disagree, especially with regard to civilians killed in the conflict. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
A cargo plane is heading to the South Pole to rescue Renee Nicole Dessour. She's an engineer who started developing speech, memory, and vision problems in August. Dessour told NBC's Today Show that it's been a long 7 weeks.
My spirits are high, and it's just been a long ordeal, and it's time to leave.
Doctors say she may have suffered a stroke or has a brain tumor. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.